Rashi at the beginning of this week's parsha, when we're talking about the covenant that was made with Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not only with you that I'm making this covenant and giving over these curses, but Moshe says, it's not only with you who are standing here, but also with those who are not here. And Rashi comments, also with the generations that are coming to be. A couple of things about this. Number one, what does Rashi mean? What exactly does this Midrash mean? How do you include people that aren't here? So there's two versions of this. One version is more spiritual. It says that even the generations that are not physically there, so they're really there because their souls are there. The neshamot were actually there. The Gra comments and says it's interesting that the Torah says, those who are standing here. And then the next part says, it doesn't say that those who are not standing here, because souls, you know, can't stand. So the idea would be that even those who are not physically here, but spiritually are. But of course, the more technical answer, the more, you know, pshat-oriented answer might be that the Father can command the Son. And then if the Father commands the Son, and the Son commands his Son, and so on and so forth, so every generation is going to be commanded by virtue of the father. Each father and mother commands the next family to come on the line, and that way the covenant can include every single subsequent generation. Shavua Tov.